way of doing things becomes that very, you know, very united. So how do we say this with our Keshe, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu? How can we apply this concept? Atshuva lekachi yecholes habechira hachofchis. The answer is, and I don't understand exactly what I'm saying now, I'm just translating it, because I haven't internalized exactly what how to connect this yet, but we'll see the hemshah, hopefully it'll come clearer. Hatshuva lekachi yecholes habechira hachofchis. The ability for Bechira Chofshis, the fact that Klal Yisrael has the choice to choose if they want to follow Hashem or if they don't want to follow Hashem, in that aspect, the fact that they have Bechira Chofshis, that makes it like a relationship of Ishtaka Gufa. I need to explain that. Why? Right? Hey?
It's not easy to explain.
Not easy.
How that fits in.
Yeah, let's see. Let's try to see it. Mareches hayechosim menabal leishtoi al pi hashkofetz haTorah. If one takes the relationship between a husband and a wife al pi haTorah, not according to some Muslim traditions or other countries, right? But pi hashkofetz haTorah, he mareches yechosim shel shove b'shove. It's a relationship of equality. What does that mean? Baal einoi mitzave ist ishtoi. A husband doesn't give commands to his wife. Veloi poiked olea, and he doesn't rule her. He doesn't control her. Vadai she'eno yochol lechapois olea la'asos eshetzoino. She for sure can't force. The husband, cannot force his wife to do what he wants. He can ask her nicely. He can plead, he can beg, but at the end of the day, she's independent. Right? They got married, but, you know, again, I'm not talking about a krum concept of marriage, where unfortunately one hears often cases today of extreme abuse, where husbands control their wives, they don't let them out of the house, they don't let them call their parents. That's abuse. That's not marriage. That's not going to get the relationship to where you want it to be. If one wants to build a loving, close relationship, one has to respect one's wife and respect her what she wants. You can't force her. You can ask her. You know, it would be nice if you can ask her nicely, try, you know, plead your case if you want. But at the end of the day, she's independent. She can do what she wants.
I'm not independent.
Sorry. You're not independent. We're talking about the wife now.
You're not independent. We do as we're told.
They are living together a chayim meshutofin, joint lives, right? Partnerships, like a partnership. Lo hu gadol mimeno, v'lo hi gadol mimenu. He's not greater than her, she's not greater than him. Each one has their aspects that they complement each other with. The woman has been a Yaseiro. She's more the emotional side, so she can do a lot more on the side of with the children, understanding the children, having patience to deal with all the, you know, the things that the children have. The husband's more, you know, meyushav, broad-minded, focused, right? He can go out there into the world and do the parnasa thing and go learn and go daven. It's different. It's different. Okay, but each one brings their part to the table, and that's what makes a partnership. Now, b'moshal anisuin shel kneses Yisrael im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the moshal that we've been talking about of the marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kayemes oiso mareches yechosim kaviyochol. We have a similar type of thing. Just like the husband can't force the wife and to do what he wants, so too, and it's a kind of a partnership. Each one does their part in the relationship. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kayemes oisom areches yechosim. We have a similar type of relationship. Why? Kaviyochol Bechira Chofshis. We have Bechira Chofshis, the color which is Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't force him to do his will. They have free choice to choose. Hinei nosati lefonecho ayoyim es hachayim v'samoves v'satoy v'sorau b'charto b'chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, listen, it's recommended to choose the good. Can't force you. Person could go now. Maybe not to Beit Shemesh, but they can go to places, maybe in Ramallah. And he can walk into a store there, buy some treif meat, and eat it. No problem, right? Bechira chofshis. You have the choice to choose, do that or not to do that. Loi hu gadol mimenu, mimeno, veloi hi gadol mimenu. I'm not even going to translate it, because what he's trying to compare it in a way is saying that it's like a marriage relationship. He's not greater than her, she's not greater than him. Again, it's hard to speak these words. Talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet. But he's trying to bring a moshel, right? Ishtoi kegufoi. Ishtoi kegufoi. It's the same, we're on par, we're on the same level, right? Oiso yecholes bechiro. This concept called bechira chofshis, being able to choose, it's a concept gedoylov in his gova. It's a very, very high, lofty concept. She osaknu bo betchilas devoreinu. Ki amafteyach lekesher anisui. This is the key to understanding the relationship of this marriage. Zui yecholes habechira. This very bechira, right, is the make it and the break it of everything. Why? Zu yecholetz habechira shebo yishtamesh Adam HaRishon l'ra. Adam HaRishon decided to use this bechira for the bad. What happened? V'horas eso olam. He destroyed the world. Adam HaRishon, by eating from the Etz Hadas, destroyed the world. Lamerois, despite the fact he had everything going for him. Everything. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we're talking over here. He had all the trees in the world to eat from. Nobody, there was no competition. Right? There was no wars. There was no one else. It was all his. The animals were coming to him. He ruled the world. Adam HaRishon. Just do me one favor, please. Just don't eat from that tree. That one tree. Just leave it alone. A few more hours. Shabbos is coming. A few more hours. The world comes to its completion. Olam shekulo Shabbos. No. There's a choice here. I want to make a choice. Again, it's not for me to talk about Adam HaRishon. We can't understand who Adam HaRishon was. And why. There's a lot of deep chazals that want to understand why Adam HaRishon chose to eat from that, because there's different mahalchim. Okay? I don't know all of them, but I've seen some concept that he had a cheshbon. It was a cheshbon. He had a bechira. Zui oiso yecholes bechira shebo yishtames Avraham Avinu kidei livnois mechodosh es olam. That same bechira that Adam HaRishon used to destroy the world, Avraham Avinu, 20 generations later, chose that same bechira to rebuild the whole world. Lamroitz, despite the fact, shemitzad matzovo yu ma'amodo yo ishi, lo hoysa lo kimat efsharus lasoiz zois. You were born into an idol worshipping household. Your father had a store of idol worship, of idols, right? Idols. You grew up when you were a little baby, you didn't go play in the park. You went to hide between the idols in the store, right? Look, this one's got a funny face, this one, that. That's where you grew up, in that shop. How in the world does a person growing up in that environment come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Poshut Mavil. But he has the Bechira. Every person has a Bechira. every person is faced every day with thousands of situations where he has to make a bechira. Our generation, we faced with an ongoing nisoyon, or wherever you walk, wherever you go today, we have kol hazman, we have nisyonos, we have nisyonos, and a person can choose that, can choose what to do with that nisoyon. Nisyonos, that's what it's all about. The person has bechira, a person has free choice to choose what he does with that nisoyon. Avraham Avinu, against all odds, went and he changed the world. Now, Zui Yecholes HaBechira Shebo Yishnamesh Am Yisrael L'achar Ma'amad HaSinai. This is incredible. This same Bechira is the Bechira that Am Yisrael used immediately after Ma'amad HaSinai. Now remember what we spoke about Ma'amad HaSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tore open the Rakim in Yoyni V'Sachtoinim until we could see the Achdus Hashem. There was no... We see Mat a few pages ago, that Kimat, after that was the Kefir. We said that was the Kofalem Harka Gigis, the forcing Kavi Yochol. That Klal Yisrael were forced to accept the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them no choice. After seeing what they saw, there was no choice anymore. No choice. One second. Look what happened. What happens immediately after Ma'amar HaSinai? B'nei Yisrael osu es Egel Azov. Klal Yisrael went and made the Egel Azov. Rock to Lefonov. They danced in front of it. V'omru Eile Elohecho Yisrael Asher Eluchum Eret Mitzrayim. This is your God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Haytochen, how's it possible? How's it shayach? Omnom, first thing we need to know is Ein lonu shemetz hasogo ma hoyoshom be'emes. We have no idea bichlau what actually happened over there. Hadvorim nizgovi meiton. The first thing we need to know is these things are way above anything that we can comprehend. We can learn at our level whatever we can take out of what happened over there. At our level, we can try and get something out of it. We're all saying the same thing. How's it possible? How's it shaya? How could it be? Acharei shenifku elyoinim v'sachtoinim v'rou kulam shehu yechidi. Everything was wide open. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechidi. There is no HaKadosh Hashem Echod Ushmoy Echod. There is nothing else but Him. Acharei Shishomu is Koil Hashem Medaber Imam Ponim Beponim Itoicho Eish. Right? It says Pochon Ishmosam. When Hashem spoke to them, their neshamas just jumped out of their bodies. They couldn't handle it. They all died. They were brought back to life again. And they said, hey, Ali Daber Hashem Imonu Pen Nomus, right? We were put back together one time. We can't take the chance another time. It's too much. We can't handle it, right? But they saw. There was no question, right? Ketzad hem noflu meigro roma lebira mikta kuzu. How could they fall from that highest level, right? They were on the highest possible level to that a human being can reach. How can they fall into the depth of a pit? Bora mikta. Until Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice but to break the luchos. Dvorim mikivshoino shel oilom gilu lonu chazal vehek shel oitzor rega. So Chazal told us some incredible, amazing things about that moment, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Again, I'm reading what it says here. That's all. I'm trying to explain it a little bit at my understanding. These are heilige inyonim. Oido shviras haluchos muvoim devorov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. The Medrash brings, the Gemara brings, the the conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe at the time of the Shviras HaLuchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Yofe Osiso Sheshibarto. Hashem says to Moshe, it's very good what you did that they broke the Luchos. Rab Shmuel ben Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel ben Nachman in the name of Rabbi Yochanan explains, Haluch hoyu orkon shisho tvochim v'rochman shloisho. They were 6 tvochim wide and 3 tvochim. In other words, they were deep. Yeah. Vaya Moshe tofus b'tvochayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on 2 tefachs out of the 6. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfochayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to another 2 tefachs. V'tfochayim revach ba'emsa, and the 2 middle tfochim there was space there. In other words, Moshe held on 2 tfochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gav yachol 2 tfochim.
Is that right, or was it opposite? Isn't it 2 tfochim on the side? Do not be 2 tfochim on the side.
It was 6 wide. It says here. Haluchot or your orkon.
It could be that way.
Shishot fochim. Verochbon shlosha. You're saying the height?
You're
saying he's talking about the height?
Moshe Ben holding the bottom, perhaps. In the middle is a tefach. Would make sense that if you took two parties, one holding one side, one, I don't know.
How do you hold a.
Two.
If you have to hold a big, tall plank, right, how do you hold it?
You've only got 2 hands. Each hand's a tefach.
Hold on. You hold it like that, right? Ones, and then Hashem had the 2 times, and then the 2 middle ones were empty.
Kolya. Doesn't matter. For this, it doesn't matter. Anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on 2 tfochim. Kodesh Baruch Hu 2 tfochim, and 2 tfochim of empty space in between, right? Kivan she'osu Yisrael oiso maiseh. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing it down, right? The mountain. He's coming down the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him. 2 tefachim each. And they're coming down the mountain, right? When Klal Yisrael did the terrible maaseh of the Egel, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechoit for miyodo shel Moshe. Again, I'm reading the words. Okay? I'm reading the words. It's Gemara. Rishalmi Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechoit for miyodo shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take them back. Look at the Klal Yisrael, they don't deserve this. He wanted to take it back. V'gavro yodo shel Moshe v'chot for mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu beat. Whatever that means. Gavro, says, Gavro yodo shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu overpowered. Whatever that means. He was stronger, whatever. V'chot for mimenu. He managed to pry the luchos away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just reading what it says, yeah. Gemara. Hu she'akosuv meshabchoi besoy for Omer, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk at the end of Zoyis HaBrocha says, Ulechoil hayod achazoko. Says the Targum over there, Yiyo shlomo al yodo de govras alei minoy. Hard to translate it, but basically there should be peace on that hand. The Govras Alei Minoy, that you overcame me, Ilu Minoy, with those hands. In other words, you managed to get the Luchot away from Shalom Yeh Leyad, she is Govro alive. That's the Yerushalmi in Tainis, Perek Dalet, Aloha Hey, you can look it up. Now, Advorim alolu stumim v'chasumim. There's no question that these words of the Gemara are totally closed and removed from any comprehension of a human being. We cannot understand what happened over there. Not sure. We can only say over what it says. There's many questions, right? Yesh lisho. Aleph. Keitzad hoyo leMoshe Rabbeinu oiz yitzvakeach im Hashem Yisborach. How did Moshe Rabbeinu have the power to argue with the yitzvakeach, right? To argue, but to
to...
What does he translate?
Encourage to...
What's next?
To
argue. Right. Where did he get the? Where did he get that from? Rocket says, hey, I want the Lucas back. No, I want them. Where did he get that from, right? Number two. Kate said, who needs Seah? Kavi Yogurit Saboiris Borah. How is it possible that that Moshe Rabbeinu could have won a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that battle? Gimel, Madua Moshe Rabbeinu Rotzol or Kachas Etz Haluchos Miyad Hashem? Why would he even want to take the Luchos from Hashem? Arei Klal Yisrael Shuv Einam Ru'uyim LeKablom. Why did Hashem want to take them back? Because Klal Yisrael said they're not drawing for the Luchos. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu want them even though Klal Yisrael weren't drawing for them? And a bigger question, אם מוישה כוי חופץ בלוחוס עד שיהיה מוכן לאווה כבי יוכל עם בוירי העולמים, if he felt that בכל זויס, even in whatever the matzav of Klal Yisrael, I want the luchos anyway, maybe, you know, we can do something with them, we can, maybe we can bring Klal Yisrael, well, whatever his cheshbon was, right? The biggest question is, מדוע הוא שויבר עושה מיד לאחר מכן? You have a massive battle, you won the power struggle, yeah, whatever that means. Again, I'm just saying over the Gemara. What do you do? You take the luchos, smash! Break the luchos.
Of course, what he wanted, maybe he gave it, he relinquished it, because he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to take them and smash them in front of the clay.
That's not much, yeah, what you say? That's not much more like that in the, I mean, Rashi says that that's fine. But the Rashi says that the letters
flew up into the sky
and that's and it was too heavy. The stones were massive, there's no way for him to hold it, so he had to drop them, it was too heavy, right? And the fifth question is Kamoi Ken Yeshli Lovin Madua Oimila Kurishborka Kharka Yasher Koichacho Shishivarto. Make up your mind. What's going on here, right? Totally, we don't know what's going on, right? And we don't have time to find out today. So, we will leave you in suspense until tomorrow, or you can look it up yourself. Dragon Lights up.
Great.